AP News for Friday, October 16th. I'm Tim McGuire. During a rally in Macon, Georgia, President Trump said former President Barack Obama wouldn't endorse Joe Biden during the Democratic Party primaries.
He was a vice president for 8 years to Obama, and Obama refused to endorse him. He wouldn't endorse, you know why? Because he knows he's mentally shot.
Obama endorsed Biden in April and will campaign for him this coming Wednesday in Philadelphia. Biden rallied with motorists at a drive-in outside Detroit.
Everybody knows who Donald Trump is. Let's show them who we are. We choose hope over fear, unity over division, science over fiction, and yes, truth over lies.
Election Day is 2 weeks from this coming Tuesday. State election officials have released updated numbers on people casting ballots early. More than 22 million votes in an election that's been forever altered in part by the coronavirus pandemic. Some 16% of all the votes cast in 2016. Election experts predict a record 150 million votes could be cast, and the turnout percentage could be higher than any other presidential election since a 79% turnout in 1908. A history teacher was attacked and killed on a street in a Paris suburb for allegedly holding a class discussion on cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
A history teacher who had opened a discussion with students on caricatures of Islam's Prophet Muhammad was beheaded Friday on a street in a town northwest of Paris. Police later fatally shot the suspected killer. The French anti-terrorism prosecutor's office says it has opened an investigation for murder with a suspected terrorist motive. French media report the suspect was an 18-year-old Chechen who was born in Moscow. The attack came as a trial is underway on the January 2015 newsroom massacre at the satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo after it published caricatures of the Prophet of Islam.
This is AP News. The Trump administration overturns an Obama administration rule on coal ash and coal-fired power plants.
The changes could save the industry between $41 and $138 million a year. Coal ash contains mercury, arsenic, and other dangerous heavy metals. After the government required groundwater monitoring around coal ash storage sites, data released in 2018 showed widespread evidence of contamination, and a U.S. Court of Appeals ruled that unlined ponds needed to close. The revised rule goes around the court order by letting utilities demonstrate their unlined ponds pose no reasonable probability of adverse effects. The process for determining safety could keep ponds that were scheduled to close open for many more years. Jennifer King, Washington.
The San Diego Union-Tribune reports a statue of former California Governor Republican Pete Wilson was removed from a San Diego park after critics said he supported laws and policies that hurt immigrants and the LGBTQ community. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.